This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bertie, you with us?
I am. Are you with us?
Yeah, I am. I am. So, what is on the slate for today's class? You're at the front of the classroom.
You know, I tell you what, Vince, last time I was on, it was a little bit of a sad occasion. We were remembering 9-1-1, and what had happened is we were talking about climate change, and we kind of interspersed it with a lot of remembrances about that sad time 20 years ago, and it became a little, I mean, I think everything we said was accurate and had meaning, but we were a little disjointed. And I realized we didn't even finish some of our stories. The best story I was telling about the islands of Tuvalu, I never provided the punchline to that story. And so I thought we'd cover climate change, and it's apropos because yesterday, if you didn't know, every single comic on late night decided to devote their show to climate change. Well, except one, except Greg Gutfeld, who's now, I don't know if your listeners know, he's number one in late night now. It's a little bit of a different show, but they all talked about climate change instead of comedy last night, so I thought we'd revisit the topic.
Yeah, sounds great. What was their overall take on climate change? What were they saying?
I hate to tell you, I don't watch any of those shows, so I only saw the news clips. And it was basically all the things we have to do. Now, keep in mind, these are guys that fly private when they coast, you know, go back and forth between the New York and West Coast studios. They live in, most of them live in mansions with heavy air conditioning. And one guy, Stephen Colbert, did admit he's a hypocrite and he doesn't follow any of the stuff he should be doing. But otherwise, they were all kind of tone deaf. And besides, what I'm going to talk about is that, yes, there's climate change, but the man-made influence is fairly minor. I think, as we've talked about often, man plays more of a role in pollution and dirtying our environment. But in terms of climate change, the evidence, so scientific evidence, and then I have nothing to sell here. No books. I'm not a speaker. We don't get paid for the show. I'm just hoping to leave listeners a little more educated than they were before. And man's influence is fairly minimal to climate change.
Are you asking me to comment?
No. No. Okay. I think we've talked often about pollution and things we should be doing. And there's no question we waste resources. We're throwing garbage in the ocean. We're doing terrible things. But as far as causing the earthquakes and the tornadoes and the hurricanes and, in my case, the horrific forest fires we have on the West Coast, I don't want to say man's not involved because we're not doing forest management, and that's man. I mean, we're not letting nature do what it did for thousands of years. But in terms of the global warming causing these things, I think the effect is minimal. I don't want to say it's zero. Some people say it's zero. I think there's some evidence that shows we are having a small effect on warming the planet. And I can quantify that. I have graphs from NASA. But but it's nowhere near what these people say, and it's certainly not an existential threat. We have much more severe threats we should be worrying about than the very, very slight warming of the planet. And again, I have nothing to sell here. I'm not a paid speaker. There's no books. There's nothing going on. I just want to try. You know, you have a thing with the show that we all believe in, the truth, and that's all I'm trying to do.
Yes, our class is about the truth. Absolutely. And by the way, Bert, I just want to let you know that please make your opening statements. And then Charles is patiently waiting in Ohio on the telephone. So he'd like to join in and maybe ask a couple questions or make a couple comments. But please set the stage so that we can continue the class.
Well, I'll have him jump in. It's a good time.
Okay, that's real easy to do. One click. Welcome, Charles. You're on the air with Bert.
Good morning. I hope everyone's well.
Yeah, class, I just, for those of you who don't know, Charles is a USA Preparedness instructor. He's a researcher extraordinaire, and he's a gearhead. He likes to learn more and more about compression ratios and fuel efficiencies and drag coefficients and parasitic losses, you know, those kinds of things in terms of machinery. He's very, very well versed. As a matter of fact, he heard me one day talking about my old AMX and that I raced it on the track, and he came back with exactly, you know, very, very close to what my time trials said my performance was. He knew. I was quite impressed. But anyway, Charles, please continue.
Yeah, I of course, every time the subject comes up, I want to throw my two cents in, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you had spoke before about global warming, greenhouse gas, and possible solutions, I just hoped that Bert would be, I wanted to make him familiar with the closed cycle fuel systems, and I know he's not a believer in big conspiracies, and I mean, I'm sure he's correct to a big extent, but I see a big conspiracy. what you always end up with is a closed environment or a limited environment, and that's like a submarine or maybe even a space station. What they end up doing is what we do here on Earth, but to a greater extent. Like the urine in the space station is recycled, and we end up drinking it. And that's what happens here on Earth. But it's there's an old saying, the solution to pollution is dilution, but that's true, but you end up drinking it in the end. I mean, after it goes through a cycle. And that's what they do on the space station, and in submarines, that's what they do with the air. And so our Navy went all nuclear, but there's an alternative solution around the world. It's a closed cycle, and the closed cycle can be done. And that's another point. You know, you mentioned types of transportation and stuff, but and you alternatives to internal combustion engine. And the reciprocating internal combustion engine, I'm sure its time is limited. There are better solutions. But to me right now, it's for us, you go to the dance with the one that bought you. You go home with the one that bought you. The internal combustion engine has a lot of advantages. NASA has done lots of experiments on using internal combustion engines in airless environments, and that's what they name this a lot of times for, like, the submarines, air independent power. What they do, conventional boats use diesel engines on the surface, and at snorkeling depth, they'll snorkel and they'll charge batteries and they'll use diesels for propulsion. Underwater, they use the electric engines. Well, in air independent power, the diesel engine, what it ends up breathing is its own exhaust. And it's difficult to do with diesels. The Soviets did it at one time and ended up with a boat. I think the Navy wasn't the personnel who had to man that boat weren't real happy with it. It was very dangerous in a submarine environment, but it can be done. It's been demonstrated. The U.S. Navy has done testing on this system. And there was not that long ago, there was a British company that was going to make a closed cycle diesel. But anyway, that's only one example. The real example I'm interested in is the ones that people have done recently. They've shown that this does function. It can be done with diesel fuel, but it works with gasoline, but it works best with alcohol. And I don't like alcohol as an automotive fuel, but alcohol, there are several different types, ethanol and methanol and on, but it's a renewable resource. Our cars, our current internal combustion engines, it wouldn't be that difficult to modify them, and that's the point. Rather than go all electric and pollute the world with batteries, it would be easy. It would be much easier if we were serious about stopping greenhouse gas to take and do a closed fuel system. What it is, it's used in industrial ovens also. You use a nickel shift steam catalyst to convert the effluents from an internal combustion engine, which are mostly water and carbon dioxide, into a burnable fuel. It's a hydrogen carbon dioxide fuel, which is it converts exhaust into a fuel with much higher BTU value, and you can run your engine off of it. You close it, it breathes its own exhaust. It's a closed system. We aren't emitting carbon dioxide and making greenhouse gas. It's a solution that works for everybody. For people who don't believe in greenhouse gas, you can get 150, 200 miles per gallon. It's the same system that was demonstrated by Pantone. To enact it, get it online. It could come online very quickly, a modification of the exhaust system, and feed it back to the intake. Of course, that's all Detroit does. They make automobiles so they can't be modified. They don't want you to retain your old car. They want you to send it to the crusher. But it could be done. We could, it would give us greatly increased mileage, and the engines wouldn't be emitting all this carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And it doesn't just apply to internal combustion engines. A lot of the power around the United States is generated with diesel engines.
Yeah, can I interject here?
Yes, go ahead.
So if my understanding is you take a regular internal combustion engine and then you take the exhaust and reprocess it, so part of the component of this solution is using the internal combustion engine.
It's not necessary. It can be done with carbon-based fuels, with the hydrocarbon fuels. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the reason I say that is that the problem with internal combustion engine is so darn inefficient. I mean, the best engine is like 30% efficient, and most are 20 or 25% efficient. So right off the bat, using any internal combustion engine, you know, diesel's a little higher, but still well under 50%, you're wasting energy right off the bat, and that energy goes to heat. So nothing in your solution that you're describing gets that heat back. You're just processing the exhaust, and new cars, the exhaust is almost next. I mean, yes, there's CO2, but the other pollutants are pretty low out of, you know, brand new model internal combustion engines.
All right, we'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Charles joined in. And there's a discussion about pollution and climate change. And Charles is suggesting that there are alternatives to what we're doing right now. And you mentioned you mentioned Pantone. Well, his first name was Paul Pantone. And in the late 90s, I saw and met Paul Pantone. I met him in Indianapolis, Indiana. And he drove his Geat vehicle, where he modified the engine, and he claimed 70 to 100 miles per gallon. I saw this thing. And I understand how it worked. It worked with a catalytic converter, or catalytic cracking, of the fuel, so it would become more efficient. Basically, heating the fuel, so it's really hot. And it volatilizes more completely, and it delivers more energy per unit of fuel. So you contrast that with what the federal government has done. The federal government said, y'all who make cars, you better clean up these engines because we have too much pollution. We've got these brown domes over big cities. So the automobile industry just took the engines and they retrofitted them with anti-pollution devices or pollution reduction devices, which in turn caused the vehicles to use more fuel. So they controlled some of the pollution, and at the same time, they caused all of the vehicles to use more fuel. Case in point, we have a 1999 Dodge turbo diesel pickup truck. It's a 2500, so it's a three-quarter ton pickup truck. We get, that does not have a catalytic converter from the factory, so we didn't modify it. That three-quarter ton pickup is way heavier than a standard half-ton, you know, pickup truck. With its diesel engine and automatic transmission and power steering and power brakes and all the stuff that it's got, and a toolbox in the back with lots of weight in it, it gets about 29 miles to the gallon on the highway. You take a brand new truck right out of Detroit, and you might get a third of that, or maybe 40% of that, because of all the pollution devices and all the add-on stuff that Detroit has put on there to destroy the efficiency of the engines. Charles, any comments?
Yes, absolutely. That is part of the cost to emissions regulation and to comply with government requirements.
So, Charles, do you agree with what I said?
The government's taken the wrong way. Yeah, the requirements, yeah.
Okay. And just one other comment I'd like to share with the class, gentlemen. And between 1938 and 19, and you mentioned conspiracy. Yeah. You used the word conspiracy, right? Isn't that correct, Charles?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Between 1938 and 1950, there were some, there's National City Lines and its suburb, a subsidiary is called American City Lines and Pacific City Lines. And with an investment from General Motors, Firestone Tire, Standard Oil of California, Federal Engineering, Phillips Petroleum, and Mack Trucks, they gained control of additional transit systems in about 25 cities. And these systems included St. Louis, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Oakland. And what they did was these guys, these corporations, pushed out mass transit on rail in favor of buses. So if you're wondering why in the United States we don't have mass transit on rail like Japan does, like England does, like all of Europe does, it's because there was a conspiracy with General Motors, Firestone Tire, Standard Oil of California, Phillips Petroleum, Mack Trucks, etc., to push out the rail system. And if you look at efficiency, there is no greater efficiency in any transportation system than a train. A train can deliver more weight from here to there than any other system. Airplanes can't do it. Buses can't do it. Trucks can't do it. Cars can't do it. And why? Well, because you have a lower coefficient of friction. You look at the front of the train, and that's the part that's pushing through the air. The rest of the train follows in line. Another thing is the trains use hard steel wheels on hard steel rails. They don't use rubber tires. So there is no deflection of the rubber tires against the, we'll call it the ground or the road. The hard steel wheels move very smoothly over the rails, less friction. And that's why it works better. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Although the vote has not been locked in by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Senate is expected to vote Monday on a motion to advance a temporary government funding bill that includes a suspension of the debt ceiling. The nation's debt is well over $28 trillion as of today. 60 votes will be needed to succeed. When asked if he would rule out using reconciliation to raise the debt limit, meaning you would only need a simple majority, Chuck Schumer avoided answering the question. Results from the audit of the 2020 election in Arizona's Maricopa County is expected to be delivered later today. An unconfirmed leak copy says there will be no surprises from the Maricopa recount. A Congressional Research Service report is implying President Biden may have improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office and could owe the Internal Revenue Service up to $500,000. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The close-knit hamlet of Blue Point on Long Island is coming together in light of the tragic Gabby Petito murder.
I can't but, you know, help but think that her family is going to be tremendously appreciative of this. You know, it's such a small community, and if we can come together like this for them, it's phenomenal. You know, the circumstances are tragic, but the ability to do this is what makes Blue Point Blue Point, as far as I'm concerned.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
We need justice in this case. This is somebody who, you know, this beautiful young girl, and to just see her murdered like that, and we need answers 100%.
Funeral arrangements are still being planned. The January 6th Commission subpoenaed a couple of Trump administration officials. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us in California. Charles is with us in Ohio. I'm in Missouri. And Bert, I'm going to turn the blackboard over to you in just a couple seconds. So the bottom line is we could have had more mass transit. We could have had a more efficient use of energy. But instead, General Motors, Mack Trucks, Phillips Petroleum, Standard Oil of California, and Firestone all got together and pushed out the rail lines, the electric rail lines, in favor of buses. So why? Because buses use tires. There's Firestone, right? General Motors made the buses. That's why General Motors was involved in Mack. And so what about the oil company, Standard Oil of California? Well, that's the fuel for the buses. Because Standard Oil didn't make electricity for the electric rail lines. Firestone didn't make the wheels for the trains. And General Motors didn't make the rail cars. So you have this cabal, this collusion, and that's why we are less efficient. And then you throw the government into the mix and these special interests, and here we are. Bert, you have the blackboard.
Yeah, you know, we talk about conspiracy theories, and our other guests said I don't believe in them. Actually, some of them are true. The problem is figuring out which ones are true and which ones aren't, because if you believe in them all, scientifically impossible since they conflict with each other, but a lot of them are true, and certainly Detroit wants to keep building what they're used to building because they like to do that and they make more money. But, you know, things change, and hey, I'm willing to look at any new technology. I think technology is great. I mean, that's what I'm here talking to everybody about is science and technology. So, Nothing gonna stop me from pursuing new technologies, but we gotta be realistic about it and try and look at the big picture.
Let me ask you one quick question, and then I'd like you to get back to climate change. So, I believe that if it moves, it generates heat. If it moves, it generates heat. Okay? That would be a car, that would be a truck, that would be a bus, that would be a device that's hooked up to a power cord that uses electricity. So the electrons that are flowing through the wire generate heat in the wire. Now, it may not be a lot, but if it moves, I believe it generates heat, like a cell phone. Cell phones get hotter the more you use them because of all those electrons that are racing around really fast. Do you agree with that or not?
Absolutely. And okay. But remember that heat gets recycled back into the environment.
Well, I'm not so sure I understand what you're saying.
Well, I think it's a zero-sum game. In other words, there's so much sun that our heat either comes from the sun or we have heat deep inside the planet. But other than radiation losses, it's pretty much a zero-sum game. So, you know, plants can absorb some of that heat, and then as we eat them or we burn them, heat is then released. So we're always recycling everything in the environment, and when we can't properly recycle things, that's when things get screwed up.
And we die. Yes. Okay. Yeah, please continue with the climate change.
Yeah, so real quick, just to sum up, everyone's saying climate change is causing the California wildfires. I can cite an article in the Washington Examiner from November 2019. You know, our big fire started about 5 years ago, article by Steve Gorham, and it basically underlines scientifically why there's other reasons other than our temperature warming. Specifically, although we have warmed the last couple of decades, it's basically a few tenths degrees centigrade, and it's unlikely that a few tenths of a degree could account for the horrific increase in forest fires that we have. It's forest mismanagement, the lack of small fires on an ongoing basis, and yes, PG&E mismanagement has triggered them because we have everything ready to burn so quickly. One screw up in a short circuit in a high voltage line, and it causes a fire that goes out of control and spreads. But climate change, unlikely that a few tenths could really account for the tremendous increase we've seen.
Charles, do you have any comments? I've got one, but Charles, you go first.
I wanted to address the efficiency he was speaking about. What I'm concentrating on is our government is now proposing solution, and that's carbon tax. They're going to tax us on the mile for our irresponsible use of these hydrocarbon fuels. And see, to me, I'm looking at a short term. They want to make a solution, and their solution is to tax us. My solution is if we start immediately with the closed fuel system, then that's an immediate decrease in the amount of carbon dioxide emitted to the atmosphere, which they say is the number one cause of the greenhouse gas and the global warming. And the inefficiencies in the internal combustion, the efficiency goes up greatly to an internal combustion engine when, like Bert's talking about, 30% of every dollar you spend goes out the exhaust as heat, and 30% goes out the radiator as heat in these water-cooled engines. Well, that can be turned around by using the closed fuel system because it recovers that heat, and it makes it much, much more efficient.
Okay, so during the break, commercial break, we heard from Smokey Bear, whoever that is, and they were alluding that we are causing fires, these wildfires, because we have dangling chains hanging from our trucks and cars. So every trailer that is being pulled by a truck or a car is required to have a safety chain. So a safety chain hangs low and needs to be longer than a real tight connection to the trailer between the trailer hitch and the car, because if it were really tight, you couldn't turn. The chain would prevent the trailer from turning properly. So it needs to have some slack in it. And the idea is to not have the chain touch the pavement, because it can spark. Yes. Now, does that cause a lot of wildfires? I submit to you, no. It's a stupid thing to not pay attention to your chains and make sure that they're attached properly. But I learned in science in elementary school, and nothing has changed about this, that to have a fire, they have what's called a fire triangle. There are three ingredients that are necessary for a fire: oxygen, heat, and fuel. So a match is a really good source of heat. Fuel, if we have a drought and the forest is not vigorous and it's not green and it's dead, it is more susceptible to being burned at a lower temperature. And of course, oxygen is all around the fuel, which could be the tinder in the forest or along the side of the road or wherever it may be. So what I'm submitting is that there's a commercial that makes you think that, you know, it's these people that have chains dragging from their vehicles that are causing these fires. I submit to you that that's nothing in comparison to the number of fires that are started by these catalytic converters that are on the bottom side of a car in the exhaust system that are running at 1,500 degrees. That, I submit to you, causes more fires than dragging chains. Bert, do you have any comments?
I think you're spot on. That's correct.
Okay. Charles, any comments?
What you were talking about, the conspiracy with General Motors and Firestone, that was a court case, I do believe, and I think they were awarded something like $1, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was absolutely a court case. Absolutely it was. It was a conspiracy, and big money was behind it. So, you know, we can sell more tires, and we can sell more fuel, and we can sell more coaches if we use buses than if we have these trains that seem to work year after year after year with very little maintenance. Yes. So, you know, the best solution is not always the one that is implemented. And I can prove it. I can prove it because I have and I've said this on the air many times. I have a 1996 Mercedes-Benz. It gets 30 to 35 miles to the gallon according to the factory. Mine gets 44 to 47 on the highway. Now, why is that? Because I know how to improve the efficiency of the vehicle. I know how to do it. How do I know? Because I used to race cars. And why did I do so well racing cars? Because the things that I tried seemed to work better than the things that the other guys tried that raced against me. Bert, did you ever see me on the track? No, seriously. Did you ever?
Well, I know we went to the drag strip together, but I'm hoping that the things you did to the carburetor to increase fuel mileage was probably opposite what you did to increase horsepower on the track.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. But on the track, one of the things that I did was you reduce the weight of the vehicle. Okay, and that's what these plastic bumpers are all about. That's why they have aluminum panels and plastic panels on cars, because they weigh less than the steel. The steel bumpers are pretty heavy compared to the plastic bumperettes, if you want. I don't even know what these things are. They look like bumpers. They're not bumpers. And engines, they have reduced the ferrous content, the iron in engines. They replaced it with plastic. So when we used to have an iron, cast iron intake manifold sitting right under the carburetor, that's been replaced with a fuel injection system and a plastic intake manifold. Plastic. So sitting right on top of a 200-degree engine is a plastic intake manifold. And if that engine backfires, boom, it blows the plastic intake manifold. Charles, am I making this up?
Oh, no, that's very true. They've, part of the car, improving mileage and the efficiency of the automobile, they do weight savings and make it out of plastic or aluminum if they can.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's really not working so well. And here's the proof, class. So if you're sitting in a traffic light and you look at, you know, a vehicle that's kind of crumpled next to you, and you look and you go, how did that quarter panel, that fender, get so wrinkled? It's because the steel or the aluminum is as thin as they could make it. They can't make it any thinner because you'd be able to see through it. They've made it as thin as they can, so just a little tap will cause the aluminum or the steel to buckle. That's why cars get banged up with such small impacts. Didn't used to be like that. Actually, the government was in our favor back in the 80s, and they said, all right, so y'all are going to have to make cars that can sustain a 5-mile-an-hour impact into a brick wall with no damage. So y'all drive that car at 5 miles an hour, and when it comes off the brick wall, we better not see any damage. You can't sell those things. And if you look, you'll see. Just look it up. You can look that up, class. It's, the bumpers were pushed out, and there were shock absorbers in the bumper system. There were shock absorbers to absorb the impact. Not anymore. You look at an Audi, and the first thing that gets taken out is the teeth. You look at it in front of an Audi, it's smiling with this big grin with the grill, and the first thing that gets hit is that couple-thousand-dollar grill. Bert, when we come back, please address the islands that you were talking about, Tuvalu and climate change. And I will be quiet.
You got it.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, this is the kind of climate change discussion you will not hear anywhere else. Why? Because they can't. Bert, you got the entire remaining portion of the class.
Then I wanted to complete the story about Tuvalu Island. It's actually an island chain. And as I said, I forgot to give the punchline, and some people want to know, you know, what happened. So to recap, I have a friend, Bryce, who's a real estate agent in Fiji in the South Pacific. And his, by the way, he'd be a great guest because his specialty is bringing people from U.S. and Europe to live in paradise, and there's a budget for everybody, including converted shipping containers on the beach for like $40,000-$50,000, all the way to mansions and ranches, but basically live in paradise for a quarter of the price of living in the U.S., probably a tenth of the price of California. But I digress. So he went to Tuvalu along with his friend Jack Wheeler, who is a travel agent who does expeditions, and they wanted to see if it's true that the islands are sinking. And 60 Minutes has had on the Prince of Tuvalu, and it's been all over the news as the poster child of climate change and global warming, because supposedly the islands are sinking. And very soon, residents are going to wake up and put their feet on the floor out of their bed and be in the ocean. At least that's what they say. So turns out none of that is true, and it's a joke. And I guess it started because one portion of one island did go underwater, and it was because the U.S. military destroyed the coral reef during World War II, which was a natural hedge against the ocean waves coming in. and it did ruin part of one island. But it had nothing to do with sea rising. In fact, the sea's not rising. At least the land's not sinking, let's put it that way. They're actually gaining land. Something underneath is pushing the Tuvalu Islands up, and their landmass is actually going up. So it's a joke. The prince knows it. The residents know it. But they're doing it because they're getting paid basically by all these NGOs that come there on excursions and do shows and stay there and spend money and put them on world television. But it's just not happening. It absolutely is not sinking.
Bryce, if you're listening, send me an email and we'll schedule you. It will be a Thursday, probably in about 3 weeks. Charles, if you want to join us, let me know. It'll probably be in about two, three, 4 weeks on a Thursday. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so how can something like this, how can pretty much all the news media all over the world report on this like it's fact, where all you have to do is literally go there, talk to anyone, and as long as you assure them you're not from the media, they'll go, yeah, we're not thinking. It's a joke. But, you know, our standard of living's going up because all this, our economy's booming because everybody comes here to do, you know, special films and newscasts and special reports and everything else. So we've become the poster change of the so-called climate change. And, yeah, it's between you and me, it's not happening. We're actually gaining, and our level above the sea for the amount of land is actually going up. But it doesn't.
I'm trying to be quiet. I'm trying to be quiet.
Yeah, it doesn't get reported, though.
Okay, and the media is in bed with big industry, big corporations. I mean, there's no question about it. We've been lied to about everything, so I don't want to digress, but please continue.
No, so no one wants to report that it's a hoax because that would destroy everything they've been saying. So it's just another one of these hoaxes that gets perpetuated by the media, and people hear it, and if you hear it from 10 different places, you're going to say, man, I guess that's a real problem. Boy, the poor people there, I mean, they're sinking into the ocean. That's terrible. I got to, you know, I have to, you know, buy a Tesla to do my part to keep these poor people from sinking into the ocean. But
all right, so
it's no secret. You just go there and they'll whisper to you, yeah, we're not thinking.
Bottom line is you have to do your own research, class. So Bill Cramer, or Jim Cramer, I should say, the guy on TV, the financial guy, he said, and you can find this on YouTube, he said that they would manipulate Apple stock. They would buy Apple stock. And then they'd make a call to the trading floor, and they'd say, do you hear Apple's going to miss their delivery of the new products? No, I didn't hear that. Then another guy would call a different guy on the trading floor. Did you hear that Apple's going to miss? No, I didn't hear that. They'd make like six calls. And then the six guys would talk among themselves and say, oh, my God, it must be true because we each got a call. It was all made up.
Yep.
So what you're saying, Bert, is absolutely true. Absolutely. And Jim Cramer's a criminal. And so are all these other people that are making up these lies, destroying the value of people's property so that they can buy it cheaper. I think that's probably what's going on. Do you think that's possible, Bert?
Yeah, and how many people go to jail? The 2008, how many bankers went to jail?
If we spend 1 second on it, we can name them all. Charles, thank you so much for joining us. I'm looking forward to broadcasting with you. Bert, thank you for being with us in class and teaching us about climate change. And class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And do your own research and make up your own mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.